Mother Nature, Mother Nature, she's gonna get you. Yeah, she's gonna get you. Mother Nature, she's grown to hate you, and she's gonna get you. Gonna get you, you betcha.
Welcome to Nature Bats Last on the Progressive Radio Network. It's NBL on PRN.FM. This April 14, 2015 edition of Nature Bats Last is pre-recorded. As a result, there's no chance to take your questions on the air. I'm a solo act this week as the good doctor is in his European tour. Apologies for last week's show as PRN was finishing up some technical work in their studio, and we will have last week's scheduled guest, Mary Pieper, on in early May. Our theme song is provided as a gift with our thanks by Aprazin. And you can find more of his work on SoundCloud.com. On that note, we recently received an email from Aprazin, which he would like us to read concerning the theme song he wrote that we use to open each and every show here at Nature Bats Last. Aprazin writes, "In my journey through the DABDA stages of grieving regarding my understanding and expectation of what is to come in terms of anthropomorphic climate change, this song expresses my time in the first A, anger. With time and reflection, I've made it through to the second A, acceptance, and my position regarding my lyrics has changed. It made sense when my assumptions were, one, that humanity and nature are separate, two, that humanity is committing, quote-unquote, crimes against nature, and three, that humanity will be punished for doing so. My thinking now is that, one, I don't see a fundamental distinction between our species and the rest of nature, and two, humanity is behaving exactly in accordance with these evolved genetic imperatives to survive, thrive, multiply today, regardless of consequences tomorrow. I think my lyric's vitriolic theme and tone are misplaced, and I suspect the song's effect might possibly be to either foster or reinforce anger and bitterness in listeners. These are natural and appropriate emotions when first waking up to the predicament we are in, as I understand it. But in my personal experience, anger and bitterness are unhelpful and detrimental if not worked through and overcome. The upsides of this new perspective for me are greater compassion and tolerance for my fellows, greater peace of mind, and general happiness. I can only wish the same for others who are going through this. All the best, Aprazin." Speaking of music, and on that note, tonight I thought we'd be trying something a little different. It seems that us doomers, or near-term human extinction, abrupt climate change people, we love music, and we use it as a tool to make our way through the stages one goes through when coming to terms with our predicament. It's also an opportunity to connect the dots of historical past and our current predicament through the arts. Tonight, I put together a list of songs and artists which represent part of the fabric of our dysfunctional and insane culture. These are artists who have or have had something to say about civilization, and it seems to me that artists as a group see the madness for what it truly is, and yet can craft beauty out of the horror. Here are some songs I think take us on a journey from my experience in the world in a country whose essence is that of oppression and earthly entitlement. The language of some of these songs is harsh and intense. Nevertheless, they are honest portraits of a time to which they speak and represent. They have not been censored. If you like, Google the song title and read the lyrics as the song plays, or just sit back and absorb the power, the grace, and beauty of these artists and their craft. We begin with a singer-songwriter, Randy Newman, who is mainly known for his lighthearted work like Short People and I Love L.A., as well as his soundtrack work for many films, including Toy Story. He has a social conscious side to his work as well. He kicks us off tonight with one of his many social commentary songs, and this one is fitting since it addresses the European invasion of this continent. Here is Randy Newman and The Great Nation.
Great nations of Europe, they gathered on the shore. They conquered what was behind them, and now they wanted more. So they looked to the mighty ocean, and took to the western sea. The great nations of Europe in the 16th century. Hide your wives and daughters, hide the groceries too. Great nations of Europe, slaughtered all the canaries there, which gave the land its name. There were natives there called Guanches, Guanches by the score. Bullets diseased the Portuguese, they weren't there anymore. Now they're gone. El Salvador instead. He shook hands with some Indian. Soon they all were dead. They got TB and typhoid and athlete's foot, diphtheria and the flu. Excuse me, great nations running through. Now Moa found the Pacific, and on a trail one day he met some friendly Indians whom he was told were gay. So he had them torn apart by dogs on religious grounds, they say. Great nations of Europe were quite holy in their way. Now they're gone, they're gone, they're really gone. Never seen anyone so gone. Some bones in the canyon, some paintings in a cave. Standing the end of a century, Europe's have sprung up everywhere, as even I can see. There on the horizon is a possibility, some bug from out of Africa might come for you and me, destroying everything in its path from sea to shining sea, like the great nations of Europe in the 16th century.
That was Randy Newman's The Great Nations of Europe. Next, we move into the consequences of a nation built upon genocide and slavery. Even after the invasion was complete and slavery was abolished, Jim Crow reigned and black folks continued to be terrorized and murdered by white folks in this country. Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit is a haunting song that speaks truth to a white supremacist nation that still murders and imprisons its black citizens today. Here is Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here's a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to dry. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
That was Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday. Civil rights movement challenged this white supremacist nation to look inward and deal with what had been swept under the rug for so long. Sam Cooke sings one of the most beautiful songs I've heard with a universal message of changing the status quo. Here is Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
Like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down.
That was Sam Cooke, Change Gonna Come. Next, we have an unusual song, but nevertheless brilliant, by Paul Hardcastle. The U.S. has been in, as Gore Vidal wrote, perpetual war for perpetual peace most of its young life. Vietnam was one that split our nation and changed our course forever. This is when it may have dawned on many of us collectively that we were not the good guys we always claimed to be. Here is 19 by Paul Hardcastle.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
By Paul Hardcastle. When I was a kid, there was a slight awakening that the planet may not be as durable to our activities as we once thought. The environmental movement was in its early stages, and Marvin Gaye laid down a song that was way ahead of its time. Like only Marvin could do, he made a pop record about something that wasn't exactly popular. Here is Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye.
Skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me, mercy. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas.
fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they use to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
By Marvin Gaye. It seemed our country was being awakened by civil rights, Vietnam, and environmental degradation. There were solar panels on the White House, oil embargoes woke us up slightly to our fossil fuel dependency, and we were trying to bring peace to the Middle East. Then Uncle Ronnie came in and sat like some sort of buckaroo, and poof, it was over. I think the film Team America by the creators of South Park represents this time perfectly with their film anthem. Here is their profanity-laced song, America, Fuck Yeah, by Team America.
Lick my
America, fuck yeah, from the Team American soundtrack. When you become the sole superpower in the world, you apparently feel it's your duty to remain there. The American doctrine of perpetual war must carry on to generate not only support, but money as well. Here is a brilliant song that not only talks about the motives behind 9/11, but makes another social commentary about how race relations not only impact us abroad, but domestically as well. This song has strong language, but brilliant commentary as well. Here is Immortal Technique with some help from Mos Def and Eminem with his song, Bin Laden.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga. Fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features, drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act attract you to the type in your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. Cause shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush
say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack, trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids, and I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you, cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily, and poor people never forget shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Y'all don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedence.
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was your nigga.
Shady Records was 80 seconds away from the towers. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours.
That was Bin Laden by Immortal Technique along with Mos Def and Eminem. Our next song is a tune that sometimes reminds me of 19 by Paul Hardcastle. It's a mix of music and commentary that is ultimately a song about peace. After 9/11, W and his boys were given free rein with their neocon doctrine, and we were quickly back at war. The world noticed and took to the streets, but our leaders remained on their course. Here is a song about that period called Le Tigre by New Kicks.
Peace.
Les Tigres with their peace anthem, New Kicks. As a privileged white male, it was difficult to watch as my students who were undocumented struggle with the emotional baggage of living in a state and a country that wanted their labor but not their citizenship. It was equally as tough following a curriculum that was trying to sell them a bag of goods called the American Dream. So I didn't. Was I doing them a disservice? Maybe. But I couldn't lie to them about the history of such a place. The musical group Ozo Motley asked the perfect question with their song, title, Who Discovered America? Here is Ozo Motley.
what she wants.
Was Ozell Motley with Who Discovered America. History has shown us that there is power in numbers. The problem with revolution is that it revolves. In other words, those who gain power come full circle and end up like those they've removed. Evolution in thought is an approach I believe in. However, thought alone isn't enough. Love alone isn't enough. A great band out of Oakland knows this, and they're aptly called The Coup. Here is their song a la French Revolution style, The Guillotine.
Turning tricks in the cold, and every time the police kicks in the dough, an angel gas breaks, dips in the O. And even if a D-boy flips in my O, it ain't enough to buy shit anymore. Sleep in the doorway, piss on the floor. Look in the sky, wait for missiles to show. It's finna blow, cause they got the TV, we got the truth. They own the judges, and we got the proof. We got hella people, they got helicopters, they got the bombs, and we got the
guillotine.
To this modem, no you can't outvote them. The rules are still golden. On the jewels we holdin', if we guarding our scrotum. If you press the ear to the turf that is stolen, you can hear the sound of limitations exploding. Please sir, may we have another portion with children of the beast that dodge the abortion. Neck plays firm between the floor and the portion. We'll shut your shit down, don't call it extortion. Caution, we're coming for your head, so call the feds and get files to shred. Every textbook read said bring you the bread, but guess what, we got you instead.
We got the guillotine.
frontman Boots Riley, who I had the pleasure of meeting at the White Privilege Conference, and his band, The Coup, with The Guillotine. As our narrative and the predicament of it moves towards reality, we can see the connections along the way between our social atrocities and our environmental atrocities. Patriarchy and white supremacy have brought us to the point of no return. Abrupt climate change and ultimately near-term human extinction are the consequences of these twin towers of injustice. Our next song, I recommend you Google and watch the video sometime for its endgame message. Here is Handlebars by Flobots.
Ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want. Cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive. In such a small world, I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store, I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine, 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics, I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers, me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system, I can do anything with no resistance. Cause I can lead a nation with a microphone, with a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
That was Handlebars by Flobots. Many of our listeners believe humanity has run its course. Some still think a few of us will make it through the eventual bottleneck. Either way, this is a time to live, be present, and reflect. Let's see how far we've come. Here's Matchbox 20.
Hello.
Of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone.
one you can say goodbye to.
Well, it was cool, cool. It was just all cool. Now it's over for me, and it's over for you. Well, it's gone, gone, baby, it's all gone. There's no one on the corner, and there's no one at home. Well, it was cool, cool. It was just all cool. Now it's over for me, and it's over for you.
How far we've come by Matchbox 20. Guy's message, and really the message for many of us Zoomers, is one of compassion and action. We're not simply sitting around waiting for the world to end as we know it. We're activists, homesteaders, permaculturists, artists, scientists, white-collar and blue-collar workers alike. We struggle at times with acceptance, but do our best to remain present. After all, as we like to say, only the love remains. It's only fitting that we finish with a song that represents our eternal search for such love in monumental times. Here are the Black Eyed Peas with Where's the Love?
Trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
As I'm getting older, y'all people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
Those were the Black Eyed Peas with "Where Is the Love." I hope you enjoyed my little playlist and our journey through music tonight. Clearly, it's an incomplete list that lacks diversity in aspects of women's rights and equality, the labor movement, and corporatism, to mention a few. It also is a U.S. perspective as well. When we think about our predicament and we look at how we've arrived here, we can see it's a tapestry and not just about consumption and capitalism. Instead, it's a montage of events and decisions that make up the narrative of the dominant culture. It's created our collective psychosis. It's given us our predicament, and I appreciate you listening. That about wraps it up this week. Make sure to like our Facebook page, Nature Bats Last, and the Progressive Radio Network, and join our Facebook group as well. It's Nature Bats Last on PRN.FM. Feel free to post questions you'd like us to address on the show, and please continue to follow Guy's blog at GuyMcPherson.com for further updates, essays, and speaking tours. And you can find my work at MichaelSleva.wordpress.com. We'll see you on the radio next Tuesday evening, and if you missed the show, make sure to find us in the archives at PRN.FM and rate us on iTunes. Thanks again for all the contributions and the artists this week, and specifically to Afrozen for his music and his message. Until next time, remember, the dominant culture has been very clever, but in the end, nature bats last.
She